Now on my tractor, I can put up two beds at once.
Oh, what's a bed?
Bed is where you throw two furs together, you see. It makes it up. Then you can either plant, they call it water fur, in the middle. Water fur or bed, so you plant the water fur on top of the bed.
And that'll keep it from eroding?
Yeah.
Do you have any trouble with rocks or stones? Just didn't have many, huh? And then, what was the regular crop?
Well, cotton, corn. As a general crop, of course, we had tomatoes. Different varieties of beans.
What was a good yield from your land?
Pretty poor.
What would it do in corn?
About 18, 20 bushel to the acre. Them days we didn't have no fertilizer, see, and just had to depend on the weather. If it's dry, we wouldn't make nothing. If it rained just right, we'd make pretty good corn.
If you cut hay more than once in the field, what did you call it after you'd cut it once? Well, let's say you cut it twice. What did you call it after you cut it once?
Well, I just mowed hay.
Well, I was wondering if you had any reference to that cutting the second.
No, no, just first cutting, the second then.
Oh, did you say you cleared the land at first?
No, cleaned it.
Cleaned it.
Clearing is be new ground, you see.
Oh. And what would that be?
Be clearing new ground and be new ground, see. Never had any plow or anything done to it.
Oh, I see. And you'd have to cut the trees and took out the brush, then you'd put in did your plowing and your harrowing, then you'd say you cleared the land.
Yeah. But the old land like this, it'd be just bushes, and then come up in there and crabgrass, that burn it all. Clean your land where you could plow, see.
When you planted corn, what did you call it when you gathered all the stalks up and put them in a big pile, or is that the way you did it?
No, we just gather the corn off the stalk and let the cows eat. We put the corn in the crib.
Just left the stalk standing.
Well, they used to have a stalk cutter, and they go in that end, you know, and it just chops the stalks up. It cuts the stalks and chops them up.
And what did you do with them after they were chopped up?
Just let them lay there.
Let the cattle go get them.
Yeah,
huh?
And then plow them under for. Long time ago, we'd get in there and we'd what's called pull a fodder cup. Put those leaves off, pull just every leaf we get off. Then we'd take it, tie it up, make a bundle and stick it on that ear, ear corn. We got it all, and when we got through it, well, then we go and get these bundles, maybe put two or three together and tie them together. That is our hay, called a fodder.
And see, they didn't mow hay long years ago. Fodder off the corn was all the hay
you
had.
And the hay stood in the field, and
yeah.
The fodder was on the corn, and did you put that in the corn crib?